This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. We've got a special guest today to talk about telehealth, the new issues, new bills, new everything in the face of this epidemic, pandemic, coronavirus. Krista, can you take a moment and introduce yourself and then tell us what's going on with telehealth and what the audience needs to know?
This is Krista Drobak. I'm the Executive Director of the Alliance for Connected Care, or a Washington-based advocacy organization dedicated to telehealth and remote patient monitoring. The first supplemental bill that Congress passed included language that would allow CMS, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, to lift the Medicare restrictions on telehealth. Previously, Medicare only paid for services that were provided in a rural area, and the patient had to be in an institutional setting. So Congress gave CMS the ability to lift those restrictions. And yesterday, CMS took advantage of that and executed on it, and they have formally lifted the restrictions along with a host of other things that will make telehealth available to seniors and Medicare.
And so tell us what that means for somebody, you know, from a from a provider standpoint, from a patient standpoint. What does this mean?
So it means that if you are in your home and do not want to leave your home, which you shouldn't be right now, you can have a virtual visit with a physician, and you can use FaceTime, you can use Skype, you could use a smartphone, and or obviously your computer, and you can have a visit with the provider, and they will get paid at a office rate for that visit. The visit can be for anything. It does not have to be limited to just coronavirus diagnoses. So they opened it up for all diagnoses throughout this public health emergency. The authority does go away when the declaration of public health emergency ends.
Fascinating. So let me ask you a question. Obviously, in so many areas, people, and this is for Medicare, does this count for private insurance too?
No. The restrictions were in Medicare. Some states replicated those restrictions in Medicaid, but the commercial market and Medicare Advantage do not have the same restrictions.
Don't have the same restrictions to start with. That's all depends on just whatever the commercial market does.
Correct.
Thank you. So whatever the policies of Blue Cross or United, Aetna, whoever, or Cigna, whoever it is, that's their policy still, and they'll either continue or they'll change it or they'll do what they'll do. From a federal standpoint, so this really applies to Medicare. It will apply to a lot of Medicaid as well. And once this becomes the case, you said these restrictions go back in place when the declaration of public emergency has ended. At that point, yes, and you know you do this for your organization. This is the world you live in. At that point, even though technically they're supposed to go away, will there be such a great experiment here in using telehealth that there will be so much pressure to keep this? Because obviously for so many seniors, for so many above 65, for so many providers, being able to do things, if you could do them remotely, is a huge time saver, and in this case, lifesaver, and so forth. So will there be tremendous pressure to keep this afterwards?
Well, as an advocate in Washington, I intend to be part of keeping the pressure on to make this permanent. This is something we've been working on for 6 years. And our two biggest problems have been that seniors have not experienced telemedicine. And when people have their first telehealth visit, it gets them over a big hump because it's no longer this, you know, strange way of receiving medical care. And the patient satisfaction rates are very high. So we're going to have a whole bunch of new people who now have tried this, and we believe they'll like it if it's the same as the commercial market. So we're going to have a lot of seniors who have tried it. We're also going to have a lot of data. This is the first time we're ever going to have data on telehealth in Medicare. Because the second biggest problem that we have is the Congressional Budget Office. They say that there's going to be a very large fiscal impact on Medicare. And we've always argued that telehealth replaces in-person care. So it's not additive. So therefore, why would it costs so much money. So the data that we're going to be able to collect from this experience is going to help us show the Congressional Budget Office that we aren't going to blow the budget by allowing people to see their physicians virtually.
And let me ask you a question on that. And I know this is a question you won't like, so I'll ask it, and then you could, of course, answer or not answer. Ultimately, will the reimbursement be less than the traditional office visit reimbursement? Because when a physician does this by telephone, he or she doesn't have as much of the overhead, as much of everything, or is the perspective that, look, a physician's not getting rid of his or her office and his staff just because we're doing this by telephone? Any thoughts on that, and where's the pressure on that?
That is certainly true in the commercial market, because most of the telemedicine in the commercial market is done by vendors. So you have a physician sitting in his or her home providing 8 hours of telemedicine visits, and so the overhead is lower. The way that the statute is written in Medicare, it envisions that you would be seeing your own practitioner, your family doctor. And so the idea in Medicare is that the practitioner office still has to exist and run, but that they could offer a virtual option. So it's very, they would have to make up a whole different fee schedule for telehealth if they were going to try to make it a lower reimbursement rate. So they just basically made it an office visit rate.
Got it. Thank you. And that was the simplest way to get this done right now versus a ton of challenges and negotiations and so forth, and fantastic.
There's one thing I forgot to mention. In the commercial market, many states, more than 20, have passed legislation that says if you're offering telemedicine, you have to pay the same amount of money as you would in an in-person visit. It's called telehealth parity. There have been advocates that have been pushing that at the state level for a long time. So there are already many states that don't even allow a reduction in price in the commercial market.
Fascinating and sort of an interesting discussion, and it'll be fascinating to see how that all plays out and evolves over time. But certainly, even without a reduction in the fee, it provides tremendous efficiency for everybody, and so huge benefits to it. And so good luck with it. Krista, anything else you wanted to add today? I mean, the big take-home point is during this period of emergency, seniors, Medicare-eligible people, in many states, Medicaid, can do their office visits with their physician by phone, by Facebook, by Skype, and the physician can still get paid. So the physician's no longer doing it pro bono or as just to be a good physician, but they also can do it as part of their profession and get paid and help save the healthcare worker. And in terms of their own safety and all those kinds of things, makes them a ton more efficient, and the same for the patient.
Yeah, the only thing I would add is we're not only making it reimbursable and permissible, they're actually encouraging it. They waived the anti-kickback laws around, you know, giving away care. And so you can actually waive the co-pays. You could waive the whole cost of the visit. So if a physician did want to encourage his or her patients to only use telemedicine, they could do that by waiving the co-pays. The same goes for the commercial market. Anthem announced a 90-day no co-pay policy on telehealth. Aetna's announced no co-pay policy. So the commercial insurers are also following suit.
Well, thank you very, very much. Just fantastic, Krista. Always great. You're one of the most informed people I know, so always a pleasure to speak to you. Thank you.
Great. Thank you
so much.
All right. Take care.